Hey, what's up? You are listening to episode 9 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss engaging cop topics related to relationships and dating. We are here to get the conversation started for everyone around the world, and we want you to keep the conversations going in your cities and living rooms. Let's start getting men and women talking to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not that the one that they are attracting. Our topic today that I totally am digging, which is not supposed to be a pun, but at any rate, the topic is gold digger or goal digger. Goal first being G-O-L-D, second one being G-O-A-L. Are we expecting too much from a man if we want him to provide for us, if it's financially? Okay, is it selfish or is it insightful? Let's get into it. So this is a topic that my girlfriends and I have had these conversations. And I have to preface it and create a baseline because there are several different types of females out there when it comes to their expectations of a man in providing, especially when we say providing financially. So let's talk about what we're going to get into over the next 15 or 20 minutes. So there are some that off the rip think that if a man's going to take me out, that he ought to pay for everything, for how I prepare, from my hair to my nails to my feet to my clothes before we even get to the date. And of course, he's paying for the whole date. Then there are those women that believe going on a date and then dating a gentleman that he should lavish them with gifts, right? I'm talking Gucci, Birkin bags, you know, on a regular basis, either a new car, car notes, things of that nature. Then you have the other extreme. Then you have the other females, ladies, that do not want anything from a man because they feel, if you give me something, then I may feel obligated to give back to you, or men may make them feel that way. So they may go Dutch on the first date, or if a man pays for the first 2 dates, then they're like, oh, okay, well then, hey, I'm throwing out my card on the third and the fourth date, right? So what are we talking about when we talk about a gold digger or a man providing? So for the sake of this conversation, we're talking about when you are in a relationship with a gentleman that you consider as a serious partner. You are definitely interviewing him, meaning that you are dating him seriously. There are feelings that have been developed at this point. And the question is, should a man provide financially for his woman, girlfriend, partner in the prospects of us becoming life partners? Or is that unnecessary nowadays? So I'm going to take it back and preface all of that because, prior to 1920, for the most part, a woman's role was always in the home. So she did not and could not provide financially for a man or for her children or for herself. Now we live in a world where the scales have been equaled. And women have careers, we have jobs, and in some cases, there are situations where the woman can make more. So now the woman actually has the ability to do so. So the question is, if the woman is making the same amount of money or more than someone that she's dating, is she being a gold digger, G-O-A-L? If she's expecting him while they are in that dating phase, that phase of trying to see, are we a good fit for life partnership, for him to provide financially? Like, is that even make sense in this modern world that we live in? So it's real interesting because I really did, you know, I love to do the research and y'all know I love to come with the baselines, and I really didn't think that we were going to be able to find definitions for gold diggers, but I was. And in fact, y'all, the Britannica Dictionary has a definition for the gold digger, G-O-L-D. Check this out. A woman who becomes or tries to become romantically involved with a rich man in order to get money and gifts from him. So a gold digger, G-O-L-D, she is getting with him for the sole purpose of what she can get out of him financially. Now, I do consider myself a gold digger. You're probably sitting here saying, Mahogany, which one? Which one? We wait for you to say. But I have it on my desk. I do. It's in my office. I'm a gold digger. I love my sign. I love my little emblem. It's all in gold. It's in G-O-L-D, the color, right? However, it is G-O-A-L. That even is in the Urban Dictionary. The definition being someone who digs for goals, G-O-A-L-S, without being a goal digger. It goes on to even say a person who desires wealth or wisdom in their life by finding out the secrets, by discovering and taking on the smarts, the optimism, the integrity, and the passion to do it themselves. Usually these people are entrepreneurs, gold diggers. So, ladies and gentlemen, which one are you? Are you a gold digger, LD, or a gold digger, AL? For the sake of this conversation, though, in dating, when we get into relationships and women, especially women who are enterprising, entrepreneurs, high career-minded individuals, it's very difficult for them to accept money or accept a man to give them something. Also, we found that in having these conversations and interviewing and talking to men and women who are dating, that not often do you find that there are men that are providing either just cash, money, or is he paying a utility bill, or is he helping you with the car note? Like, is this something that is he voluntarily saying, hey, babe, do you need something? Or is he saying, hey, babe, look, I know it's not easy being a single mom out here. Or, hey, babe, I know you are 50 years only, you've been on your own all this time. I'm here to ease it up on you. So let me take something off your plate. Who in this virtual room would love that? I am raising my hand. I'm raising both of them. I don't know why men don't process that. If one more human being tells me that I am strong, I promise you I'm going to scream through this microphone. Don't nobody want to be that strong? Nobody. And the whole purpose of having a man in your life is to have a partner, someone to keep you safe, and to make you a provider. Now, we're going to take this and we're going to compare it to other areas in our lives, okay? And one thing I have to say is another pet peeve of mine, and I don't know if it has to do with the region or the area that we live in, but men usually want women to be nurturers, right? They want us to be what God innately made us to be. We are nurturers. We are supporters. That is our role. Our role really is to support the man so that he can be the greater person that he needs to be. So I think it's so hilarious that you're on a date, first, the second, third, and they're all like, can you cook? You gonna cook me a meal? Sir, why? Are you gonna change the carburetor in my car? Are you going to get my roof fixed? I don't know. I mean, what, are you raking the leaves in my yard? What difference does it make if I could cook? The point being, there are some things that men innately look for from women, right? Either for us to have children and take care of ours and theirs, or for us to cook, for us to provide those things in the home. They would, hopefully, I think for the most part, they don't want us to be messy women. They want us to be smart. They don't mind for us to be outspoken, but it's a time and a place for that and balance it out with femininity. So on the same token, it's the same thing with the man. When you're dating a gentleman, what are you looking for, or what is it that men should innately be providing? And a few of those things, a couple, is providing. That's it. He is a provider. Men are innately providers. Let's say, for instance, let's compare this to a job interview, okay? If you were a hiring manager, and you brought someone in and you saw their resume, you followed their history, you did the interview, you decided to put them on the 90-day probation so that you can see if they're going to stay and if they're going to be a good fit for your organization. Everybody knows organizations normally have a 90-day probation. In that 90-day probation, you are looking to see if they are going to fit the qualifications and the basic requirements that you have laid out. At the end of the 90 days, if you have a decent manager, a good manager, they're going to sit down with you and say, hey, when you were hired, your core requirements were X, Y, and Z. And I'm here to let you know that you have definitely hit X and Y, and you are well on your way to Z. Really happy to have you here. What is the point here? What is the comparison? The comparison is that if you're in a job interview and then you get hired for the role and you're in that probationary period, then you have to prove yourself. Let's go another step further. Let's take it to sports. Let's take it to another realm. Let's take it to sports. Okay, so let's say that you have an individual that's excelling in sports on the high school level, and they want to go on and they want to play on the college or the professional level, right? They have scouts that come out and see them, and the scouts will court them. They will. They will shower them. They will tell them that they're great. They will show them the packages that they can get. Sometimes it even comes with money and whatnot. However, when you actually get to the school, to that college, honey, you going through boot camp. It is serious. You have to prove yourself. You have to show them whether it's football, soccer, lacrosse, basketball. You are out there amongst the rest of them proving of whatever position you said that you were the best of, that you were the best of the best of the best. So just because you made the cut doesn't mean you made the cut. So we're going to bring it all the way home. My sisters, my brothers. The conversation, the thought has to be, if you are looking to have a man as a life partner and having him provide for you either, and if a life partner means marriage or if life partner means living together or not living together, but if this is your person and you're considering this is your person, he's going to provide, right? And you will have had this conversation of what providing looks like. And here's the thing, everyone's relationship and everyone's is personal and is different. For some, the man's goal will be, I'm going to provide 100%. For some, I'm going to provide 50%. For some, I'm going to provide 75%. Whatever that may be. But if you are in that probationary period, if you are in that period of boot camp, if you are in that time when you are showing you are the best of the best so you can prove that you are that person, I am your person and you are my person, don't you think that he should probably be dropping something to show that he absolutely can provide? Because what you don't want to do, what we can't do, is come to a place where it's like, okay, we had these conversations, but he didn't show and prove. And then all of a sudden, suddenly y'all moving together, and suddenly you say, I do. And now you're shocked because he can't pay a bill. Why are you shocked, sis? Or you shocked because he could pay a bill, but he's just paying his bills and he not paying none of your bills. Why are you shocked, sis? He wasn't doing it before when you were dating. You did not require any of those things before. And here it is. It doesn't even have to be bills. It could be other things. So it is about a person qualifying and meeting your expectations and your standards that you see. So it has to make sense. Make it make sense. If you are going to be with a man financially, you're going to be with a man for a lifetime, then yes, providing is a part of it. And it doesn't have to be him handing you cash. Providing could be him taking care of your car, doing something in the home that costs money, because it's still, these are things that bleed us of our money. Helping you with the expenses for the children. But the point is they're leveraging some of your financial expenses on a regular basis to show and prove that if I can do it on this small scale in the future, sis, I'm showing you, I can do it on much grander scale for a lifetime. Let's not set ourselves up by putting ourselves in a position where we hope and wish and dream, or we listen to what he says, but we're not matching that up with what he does. So I'm going to leave you all with this thought. If you are not looking to be managing everything 100% financially in your next lifetime partnership, then in your next serious dating relationship, there needs to be a conversation, or he needs to be volunteering. And if he doesn't volunteer, yes, sis, you've got to speak up. Men are not mind readers. You let a man know what you want. Men want to satisfy us. They want to please us. If he loves you, he will do it. If he wants you, he will do it. If he doesn't want to lose you, he will do it. Now, if those are not the three things that he wants, he won't do it. And guess what? That's your sign. And now you have a decision to make. Well, that's my time. I want to know your thoughts as always. Please follow us on Instagram, Mahogany_More, on Facebook and Mahogany More. Go into the comments because I really want to know what y'all think about this subject. I think it is so interesting because there's so many different levels of what does that mean for a man to provide and when and where. And it's so many layers to it. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, join me next week for our next interesting episode. And I am out. It's been great. Don't be that girl.